up, everyone? FECMAN94, and welcome to the second episode of the FECMAN94 podcast. What up, everyone? FECMAN94, and again, welcome to this week's edition of the FECMAN94 podcast. Well, this week I really don't have that much to talk about. I only have one topic at hand that I want to talk about. However, I have a feeling that I will be talking about it for a pretty good while, so don't you worry about content. I may be only talking about one thing. There really isn't any games that I've been playing recently that's pretty much new. I'm not playing Pokemon X and Y as much as I used to, and I'm still kind of playing Stadium 2, but the only game that I guess I'll get this out of the way first but the only game that I'm actually playing right now, I guess you could say, is the Dragon Ball Z Budokai HD Collection, which I played the ever-living crap out of whenever I first got it, but now I'm recording it for the playthrough, which, if you're listening to this on Friday, which I hope you are, you will be getting part 1 of Dragon Ball Z Budokai tomorrow, and then Budokai 2, then Budokai 3, so look forward to that. And, okay, well, it took me about a minute and a half to get through the issue at hand about what I'm playing this week. And of course, we're not going to get to the mailbag until the end of the podcast, so we're not going to be doing that yet. So the only thing that's left on the agenda, and the thing that we're going to be doing next, is that we are going to be talking about the PS4. And as you guys know, today is the day that the PS4 makes its North American release. I was up at midnight on Twitter and also on IGN.com, looking at everybody going crazy about the PS4 coming out. A couple people that I'm subscribed to, they did live streams, such as Corn Shack. He was one of them. He did a live stream of some PS4 stuff, which was pretty, pretty cool. But, okay, I'm not going to turn these next two podcasts, because next week I'm going to be doing my Xbox One special-ish thing, if you want to call it that. I don't want to turn this into a competition between the two consoles. I don't want any of the two specific consoles, one or over another, because I don't want either the Xbox One or the PS4, because I can't afford another next-gen console. I can barely afford to get a Wii U, and I do want to get a Wii U, because I love Nintendo, I want to play the new Smash Brothers game, and I want to have a copy of Earthbound that I can play, because I really don't like Earthbound all that much, but since it came out on the Wii U Virtual Console, I know that that game is such a cult classic among many, many gamers. I want to give it a chance, so I also want to get Earthbound. Let's see, any other games that I want to get on the Wii U? Well, let me look at my list here. I have a list of games. Of course, Super Mario Bros. U, Super Mario 3D World, the new Zelda game that's not Wind Waker HD, the new Zelda game that's coming out for the Wii U, whichever one it's called. I don't even think it has a name yet. I think it's still in its project stages. But anyway, I really want to get a Wii U over the PS4 and the Xbox One. Now, there's one console that I like better. But again, I'm not turning this into a competition, because I'm not trying to persuade anybody that the PS4 is better than the Xbox One. Although, personally, for pre-launch, because it's launch day for the PS4 and the Xbox One doesn't come out for a week. That's just my first impressions of what's been going on in the news for the past, God, how long has it been? June, July, August, September, October, 6 months. Because I remember back in May, that's when that whole issue about DRM came into play about the Xbox One, and that's when it was first announced. And then E3, and then about a couple weeks after E3, Microsoft started saying, "Hey, we're going to get rid of all these DRM policies." But okay, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I'm talking about the Xbox One on the week that we shouldn't be talking about the Xbox One. We should be talking about the PS4. Now, there are a couple things that I want to be talking about with the PS4. I'm going to be talking about launch titles, notable exclusive games. I'm not going to name all the exclusive games because there's games like Flow and Flower, which are just, obvious. We already saw them on the PS3. So we're not going to go over little games. We're going to go over games that are highly anticipated PS4 launch games and PS4. Well, we're going to go over all the launch games, but we're going to go over the PS4 exclusive games that everybody is looking forward to. Okay, so let's go ahead and do the first thing on the agenda, and that is look at the PS4 Day One patch. Now, if you guys are aware, if you guys have a PS4, or if you read the news a lot, I guess, you would know that there are some features on the PS4 that require a patch in order for you to download. Okay, well, there's already a Day One patch. Now, that's just, I don't like the fact that they have a Day One patch. I mean, if there was just a couple features they couldn't get in at launch, I mean, that's okay, I understand, but there's so much stuff in this 1.5 patch, which it's called 1.50. It's mind-boggling. Some of these features that I'm looking at personally myself, I can't believe that most of these features require a patch for use. Because some of the features that I'm about to explain to you guys are basic. Absolutely basic. But, I mean, whatever. I guess there had to be reasons in order for a patch to be made onto the system on day one. So let's go ahead and take a look at these features. Okay, so obviously, in order to download these, you are required to have an internet connection, meaning that if you don't have any internet for your PS4, that basically means you can't get any of these features. Although Sony might offer a update disc, I don't really know. I know that some PSP games, for people who didn't have Wi-Fi, PSP games came with a version update. I have a copy of Sonic Rivals that comes with a 2.10 update for the PSP, which is nice. But I don't know if Sony does the same thing with their games, if those games include a patch with them, or if they just send a specific disc for the day one patch. But let's go over these features. Whatever, people are going to find a way. Remote play using the PlayStation Vita, which actually is a pretty, I'm not going to say it's a really big one, but it's kind of a biggie. Because remote play, again, it was something that was included on the PS3 at launch with the PSP. I mean, remote play should be something that you should be able to get down by the time the game comes out. But again, remote play isn't that big of a deal because not a lot of people that I can think of use remote play, and also not a lot of people have a PlayStation Vita. So for those couple of people who actually want to use the remote play with the PS Vita, which probably is only a small fraction of people who have a Vita anyway, I mean, I guess, yeah, but again, you just download the patch and then you'll have it, I guess. All right, so the next feature is second screen gaming using the PS4 Link app for PlayStation Vita and mobile devices. All right, so I'm guessing that this is kind of I don't know exactly what this is because some of these features I didn't research. I mean, a couple I researched, but for this is one of the ones that I did not research. I'm guessing that this is like the Wii U, where like if games have multiple features for you to use a second screen, you can use either a mobile device or a PS Vita as a second screen. That's just my guess. Like, or maybe like how the DS works or the 3DS. I mean, I don't know why you would want to have two screens running a game at the same time, but that's my second guess of what it is. Although, again, I don't know why you would want to have a second screen running, whatever, the gameplay footage on a smaller screen while you're looking at the bigger screen. It's probably also something with remote play too. Like maybe it's just like remote play, but it's kind of different. I don't know. I really wish I would have looked this up so I could get a better understanding of this, but that's okay. The ability to record and share screenshots and videos. This is basically game DVR, which was one of the biggest features on the PS4 that was advertised. Although I believe that it was originally announced for the Xbox One, and Sony kind of took it and made their own version of it too. But again, that's a huge feature. Game DVR was something that everybody was looking forward to. Something that probably almost every single person who would get a PS4 would get. Why can't you use Game DVR at launch? What was the problem? And I mean, just thinking of some of these features too that come out on with the day one patch. I mean, they couldn't have made it about, I don't know, 1 or 2 months before the system came out. Maybe not, but again, these huge features that Sony is like promising to all their players, some of the biggest features that are announced, you need a patch in order to use them. I mean, not just with Sony, Microsoft's doing the same thing too with the Xbox One, but we'll get into that next week. But I just don't understand why Sony can't just put more effort into the features that they, more features that they are giving to the player. All right, the next one is pretty much the same. Use of Ustream and Twitch apps. That's basically live streaming. I really don't have much to say about that. I mean, I guess it's because, okay, I guess I could kind of give an excuse for this. Making an app for third-party software is difficult for a game console or for, TVs or whatever. I understand that. And if they're working on Twitch and Ustream, of course they don't want to make one available before the other. That would just, no, wouldn't be good. So I'm going to give the same reasoning why I think it's kind of dumb that they're giving this away with the day one patch. I mean, it was in demand because a lot of people like Game DVR wanted to live stream with their PS4. But it's third-party apps, it's Twitch and Ustream. I understand that. And I don't even think the Xbox One's offering Ustream. I'm trying to think. I don't know, but I know both are offering Twitch, but I mean, I guess it's nice to offer Ustream too, although Twitch is better, but it doesn't matter anyway. Okay, so the next feature is the ability to play games as they are downloading. So that's pretty much. Whoops, sorry, bumped my headset there. So that's pretty much. I'm not going to say that's like background downloading, like whenever you're playing a game and you're downloading like DLC or another game off of the PlayStation Store and you want to keep downloading it while you're playing a game. No, I don't think that's it because the PS3's had that, although we are going to get into a couple of features. Well, actually, we already touched on a feature. We already got into the whole spiel about remote play in the PS Vita, so. Oh, maybe the PS4 includes remote play with the PSP at launch. I don't know, but anyway. Which one were we talking about? I got off track. The ability to play games as they're downloading. So, my guess is that whenever you're downloading a game and it's like 32% complete, I'm just throwing a random number out there, and you can play it, while you are downloading that game. Although, when I think about it, that doesn't make any sense to me. Because what if you try to access a certain part of the game that's like in the beginning of the game, but it hasn't been downloaded yet? I mean, I don't know how game downloads work. I don't know what data is downloaded first, whether it's the stuff in order that you encounter in the game, or if it's little spots like they. Like it downloads the game textures, and then it downloads the music, then it downloads the voices. It's or maybe it up or maybe it downloads everything at once, and whenever you hit the point where it still needs to load up stuff that's happening, you get hit with a loading screen until you download enough data in order to continue with the game. I mean, to me, I'm just saying, it sounds like a good idea on paper, but in reality, it just sounds like it would be a mess. I don't understand what the feature means. Again, I should have looked these up before I got into this, but I'm just going off of what my first impression is of what these features are. Kind of a strange feature, in my opinion. The ability for four users to log into the PS4 simultaneously. Okay, so you can have four people logged into a PS4. Huh. Wait a minute. Oh, wow. I just thought of something. Maybe. I mean, whenever I was first thinking about this, like last night when I was looking these features up, I thought maybe, oh, okay, maybe that means you can have four people logged into one account on four different PS4s. That was my guess. But now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Four people simultaneously? The only time that I can ever think of where you need to do that is Xbox 3 is on the Xbox 360. Like, if you're playing a two-player game or a three, four-player game, whatever, you need to be logged into an account, whether it's a regular account or a guest account. So maybe Sony's going that direction with the PS4. Maybe they're giving the ability for every separate player that's playing a game to log in specific to their controller. Which, honestly, in my opinion, I think it works. Better how Sony did it with the PS3 over how Microsoft did it with the 360, where you need to have a separate account for each player. That's just me, though. I mean, it might seem like a better idea for people who want to play online, who want to keep their stats and their achievements or whatever. I honestly don't care about that because I don't play online multiplayer that much. Whenever I play games online with my cousin on the Xbox 360, I don't even log into my Xbox Live account, which I do have an Xbox Live account, but I don't have Xbox Live Gold. I have Xbox Live Silver because, just to have one. Also, plus, I wanted to get the Sonic 06 DLC that didn't make it to the PlayStation Network onto my cousin's 360 so I can play it. But yeah, other than that, if you want to add me on Xbox Live, you can go ahead and send me a friend request. My Xbox Live gamer tag is Hillsong180, Hillsong 180. So, I mean, I might take a while to get back at you because, again, I don't have a 360, so I don't have a means of responding to friend requests immediately. Okay, so the next feature, Party Chat. Party chat is something that actually is one feature that I liked about the Xbox 360 over the PS3, where if you're online, you don't have to, talk with the in-game chat, or if you're just playing any other game, you can have a chat with anybody you want. Not just with one person, like with a group of people. What I'm hoping is that I hope that party chat is free on the PS4. I know that in order to play online with on the PS4, you need to have PlayStation Plus, which is the same route that Microsoft went with Xbox Live, where you need to pay to play online, which is another reason why I'm not getting a PS4, because I don't want to fall into the same trap of having to pay, like... Actually, it's not even that much for PlayStation Plus. I think it's only... $5 a month and $50 a year. And plus you get a free month too. Now, I don't know if Microsoft gives you a free month, but they make you pay like $60 for a year, $15 for 3 months, $8 or $9 for a month. And plus with PlayStation Plus, you get additional discounts on the PlayStation Store. I don't know if they'll still be doing that for the PlayStation 4, but I know that they did that for the PS3 ever since that came along. Now, even though all the features seem great that come with PlayStation Plus, I don't want to get a PS4 because I don't want to pay for my online because I don't play online that much. I mean, I could probably get away with not getting PlayStation Plus and I could still do everything that I do on my PS3, but yeah, I don't know. It really doesn't matter to me. I don't want a PlayStation 4. Okay, so Party Chat. Party Chat, big feature. Don't know why they couldn't include it on the PS4 at launch. Because it's a basic thing. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it has something to do linked with that whole four-player simultaneous account thing. I don't know, because I'm just thinking, okay, so the four-player simultaneous accounts was, like, linked with what the 360 did, and Party Chat is also linked with what the 360 did. Well, it's basically what the 360 did. I'm just trying to think of an explanation. I'm not getting an answer. Just asking myself. Maybe if I look this up, I'll find an answer later on. Alright, so the next feature, facial recognition and voice commands. Alright, well, this isn't a feature that's that important. Facial recognition and voice commands, I mean, so what? People use a controller to do everything. Although, facial recognition, I'm interested to hear what kind of features they have lined up that utilize facial recognition. That'd be really cool to see and figure out. But I don't know. Guess we won't know until we hear more about the PS4, or if somebody has a PS4 and they already have been exploring facial recognition, seeing what they can do. Probably, if you can use PlayStation Home on the PS4, my guess is that it uses your face or like a exact like replica of your face, kind of like how the Wii U and the 3DS do the facial detection thing to make a Mii, but only better. That's what I mean. Because I know the PS4 is a much more powerful system than the Wii U. But yeah, voice commands. Why do we need voice commands? I mean, I don't even understand why. I mean, all of our cell phones have it. Now everybody's doing voice commands. Yeah, anyway. Let's move on to the next feature. Playing background music during gameplay. I can't remember. The PS3 had this, but it only worked for certain games. Like, the only game that I can think of that I have that can use background music is Burnout Paradise. Which, I don't know. I mean, I don't remember if the 360 had this feature, but again, I guess I could understand why they would include this at launch, because it's a more expansive feature than the PS3 version of the feature where you can play background music, because in here, you can play background music whenever you want, for whatever game you want. But again, that's really not a feature that's a biggie for me. Or for anybody that I can... Well, probably for some people. They probably want to listen to like music while they're trying to make their Call of Duty montages. And they try to record it and upload them to YouTube. So they can... Less editing, I guess. Yeah, it's like instead of making the video of you shooting a bunch of people, which Call of Duty shooting montages are stupid. They're stupid. Okay, like for people who are interested in that stuff, good for you, but I honestly think it's dumb. Because so what? Call of Duty shooting montages. From what I've played in Call of Duty, I'd say that shooting montages are lucky montages. Because from what I see, people just get lucky. Or if they have that set up, I mean, I don't know how you can set up 16 people at once. Oh my lord. I'm getting into rants about Call of Duty. We're not even talking about Call of Duty yet. I talked about ghosts in the last podcast, and I'm going to be talking about ghosts again because guess what? It's a PS4 launch title. Okay, well. Let's see. Okay, this is a pretty big feature. Online multiplayer through PlayStation Plus. Why couldn't this be included? I mean, why wasn't this included? I mean, was it a late decision that Sony decided to make PlayStation Plus mandatory for online gameplay, and they were like, "Oh crap, we're about to start mass producing these consoles. We're gonna have to include this on a later patch." Which, you know what? So, for honestly, to me to say, I'll give them props for being able to get this out day one. Because if Sony wasn't able to get this patch out on day one, or not just the patch in general, if they weren't able on day one to give players an ability to play games online, which is pretty much the number one feature of a video game console of this generation or and last generation as well, then holy crap, what are you going to do with your video game console? I mean, holy crap. Like nobody does anything besides do online gameplay. At least what I can think of. I mean, some people might play single player games, but a huge majority of people who have video game consoles play online gameplay. Like people with their th with the 360 and the PS3, all they do is play Call of Duty Online. There is a huge fraction of people who have video game consoles, all they do is play Call of Duty Online. And if you can't have that on day one, that misses out on over half the people who pretty much bought the PS4. Because most of the launch titles that we're about to get into certainly aren't very happening, in my opinion. So, what are you going to do if you don't have online gameplay? This should have been something that should have came with the console. This should have been something that Sony should have gotten onto, headstrong. They should have done this before. They should have done this in the beginning. They should have implemented this with the console's launch. And I don't mean through a patch. I mean when you take the console out of the box. It's unbelievable that this was included with a day one patch. This should be a day one feature in the box. Because that's the number one feature of a video game console, online gameplay. Whether you have a 360 or a PS3, heck, some people who have Wiis and some people who have Wii Us, you ask them, most people will tell you that they mainly use their console for online gameplay. And you can't even get it unless you download a patch. Now, I'm not going to say this is an issue for people who don't have internet and who aren't able to get the patch, because how can you do online gameplay if you have no internet? So, downloading the patch should be no problem. So, again, you know what? It's available on day one. I'll give Sony credit for actually getting this out on day one, even though they didn't include it with the console, which was a huge mistake. So, I guess I'm giving them credit and I'm also giving them a slap on the wrist at the same time. I'm trying to make out my own argument here. Good lord. Man. Okay. All right, so that was my biggie feature. My biggie feature that they didn't include online gameplay with the PlayStation 4. The last thing is also another huge thing, and also something that I don't quite understand why they couldn't include. The last feature for the PlayStation 4 in the day one patch is the ability for Blu-ray and DVD playback. Why do we need a patch to play DVDs and Blu-ray movies? I mean, I don't get it. We can already play, I'm assuming we can play the games on the PS4. If you don't have the day one patch, at least you can play your games. And what are the games on? They're on Blu-ray discs. But why do you need a patch to play Blu-ray movies? I don't understand it. It's just mind-boggling to me. And not just that. DVDs! DVDs! Whenever I first looked this up, I first saw ability to for Blu-ray playback. I'm like, okay, Blu-ray movies. Well, I mean, that's kind of weird because you can play Blu-ray games on the PS4. And then I looked more into it. I'm like, wait, it doesn't even include DVD playback? Why not? What does the system need in order for DVD playback? I'm not even talking about Blu-ray playback anymore. I mean, with Blu-ray playback, that's expected to come with the console at launch. Because if a video game console can play Blu-ray games, why can't it play Blu-ray movies? Don't understand it at all. PlayStation 3, when that launched, it had Blu-ray playback. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Imagine if the PS2 came out. Okay, well, maybe not the PS2, because back in like 2000, if you wanted to include a feature with the system, you better have included it with the system at the system's launch, or else there was almost no way of getting it. Unless you had what were those things called? PSXs? Well, those were only released in Japan. That included a hard drive and whatnot. But you can't. I guess that's the only way you'd be able to get updates. But DVD's been around as far back as I can remember for the last 20 years. Like 94, 5, 6, 7. That's the earliest that I'm guessing that DVD's been around. DVD's probably been in the prototype stages since the late 80s, but DVD has been a mainstream media format for at least 15 years. So why can't the PS4 include DVD or Blu-ray playback? Is it really that much of a big deal to have something like that on a video game console? I don't get it. Again, imagine if the PS3 launched without Blu-ray playback. That would just be mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. I wouldn't be able to wrap my head around that. Why can't the PS3 include Blu-ray playback? And in addition to that, imagine if it also had issues with DVD playback. Because every PS3 at launch had PS2 backward compatibility. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. I know a lot of these features are features that should have been included with the system out of the box. So, you know what? For the reason that they didn't include online gameplay out of the box, and for the fact that they didn't include Blu-ray or DVD playback out of the box, now I guess I'm making a counter-argument here against myself, because I know that I've always said the most important aspect about any video game console is the games. And I'm here making an argument about Blu-ray and DVD playback. But that's just something that should have been included right out of the box, in my opinion. Because you have a PS4 that can play Blu-ray games, can't play Blu-ray or DVD movies. It's just mind-boggling to me why Sony couldn't have that feature included out of the box. So, some features, I guess I can understand why they couldn't get them on the system on day one. And there's other features that didn't make it to the PS4, not even in the day one patch. Like, I don't even think you can use Bluetooth headsets or keyboards with the PS4 yet. Which again was something included on the PS3's launch. Like, why couldn't that be included? Is Bluetooth really that difficult? I don't know how it, I don't know how electronics work. I don't know how companies plan out what to do with their systems whenever they launch, so whatever. You know what? I'm just leaving it at that. Oh, and by the way, for the Microsoft fanboys who are gonna bash Sony for what they did, oh, don't worry. You guys are next week. I have plenty to say about the Xbox One day one patch, because the Xbox One has a day one patch too. And although Sony has, I don't know why, I just want to go duh to them because they either didn't include some features on the system's launch day, whether it be through patch or system, and also mandatory features, in my opinion, that should have been included with the system out of the box. You have to download a patch for. Don't worry. Microsoft has some important features too that I want to get into next week when the Xbox One makes its launch. But this is the week of the PS4. Okay, so I want to talk about games that you can get with your PS4 at launch. Now, I just want to say this. Launch is always the worst time to buy a video game system. It's at its highest price point, and there are barely any games out for it that are worth getting. So, let's take a look and see if there's any games that are worth getting a PS4 for, I guess you can say. All right. The first game, Angry Birds Star Wars. No. No. No, thank you. We don't need more Angry Birds, especially on a next-gen system. Why the heck would you want Angry Birds on a next-gen system? How would that even work? I mean, would you use the PS4's touchpad on the controller, or would you use the analog stick? I don't know. I'm not interested. I'm not looking for an answer. I don't really like Angry Birds all that much. Whatever. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. This has been out on the 360 and the PS3, and I think the Wii U as well for the last. Oh, God. How long is it? Like, half a month. Half a month. So, I don't care if it has extra features or if the graphics look stunningly lots and lots better than the PS 3 or the 360. Whatever. It's not a new game. Battlefield 4, again, it came out about a half a month ago on previous consoles. Okay, this next game. Blacklight Retribution. Well, I don't know much about this game. But, oh, wait. This game's been out for like a year and a half on the PC. How come I've never heard of this? Okay, well, apparently it's a first-person shooter, which, you guys know how I feel about first-person shooters. First-person shooters aren't my kind of gameplay, honestly, so I'm gonna give a pass on this. Call of Duty Ghosts. It's been out already. Contrast, which is a downloadable game with PlayStation Network and PlayStation Plus. I've looked at this game, but there aren't a lot of details about it. I mean, from what I've seen about this game, it's a puzzle game, and I don't know. it just doesn't look all clear to me. I think if I like read the entire Wikipedia article, I would have an idea about what this game is, but from what it looks like, it's just really weird. I mean, I guess what I could say is that from what I've seen, it like has a mixture of like 3D and 2D gameplay. I don't know. I just don't exactly know how the game works. Okay, DC Universe Online. I think this game was released on Steam. Maybe wait a minute. Hang on. Oh, wait. If you don't already have it, it's available free to play on PS3. Oh, okay, it's on the PS3. It's on PS3 and it's on Station? Is that Steam or is that something else? I've never played DC Universe Online because free-to-play games usually mean, oh, you can do like one thing, but you have to pay for everything else. So I never tried it. Okay, next game is Dive Kick. I've never heard of this. It's a two-button unique fighting game. There are 13 characters, each their own unique fighting style. Huh. Oh, so it's essentially a basic two-button fighter. I don't know. FIFA 14. It's FIFA. Flower. Again, Flower. I think this is essentially the same thing on the PS3, so nothing really noteworthy there. Injustice, Gods Among Us, Ultimate Edition. Now again, this is on PS3 and 360, but the Ultimate Edition. I want to look up what the Ultimate Edition has. Because I've played the regular edition, I guess you can say, of Injustice. And I mean, what I've played, it's actually really, really nice. I like the storyline of it. And it's a decent fighting game too. I want to see what the ult. Okay, includes six DLC fighters. Okay, so it's essentially Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Or maybe I shouldn't go that far. Can I see what characters they have? I don't know, but okay. Well, there you go. A Ultimate Edition of Injustice. Just Dance 2014. Just Dance. I don't like Just Dance. We'll move on. Killzone Shadowfall. Now, I've never played a Killzone game before, but I hear that Killzone's really, really good. So, you know what? Good. Killzone. Okay. Knack. Knack is a PS4 exclusive, an action platformer. Oh, it's an action platformer. Okay. Looking at screenshots here, remote play with the Vita. Yeah, via remote play, you can play Knack on the Vita, which is cool. All right, well this game kind of looks like Ratchet and Clank. I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, this looks a lot like Ratchet and Clank. I don't know if it's supposed to be exactly like Ratchet and Clank, but hey. Okay, Lego Marvel Super Heroes. No. No. It's been out on other systems already. It came out on the 360 and the PS3. It's supposed to be an Xbox One launch title too, but all the Lego games to me are the same. They're the same game, different characters. Not exciting. And they come out with one like every year. It's like the new Call of Duty. Well, no, never mind. Call of Duty's still out. What am I saying? Okay, Madden NFL 25. Same thing as on other consoles. NBA 2K14, same thing as on other consoles. NBA Live 14. Oh, this might be on. Actually, this might be exclusive to the PS4 and the Xbox One. Yeah, it is. Okay, it's not on the 360 or the PS3. Which I don't know why, but hey, whatever. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think they haven't released an NBA Live game in forever. Anyway, NBA 2K14, I'm guessing that was released on other systems. Yeah, that was released on the 360, PS3, and the PC. Okay. Need for Speed Rivals. Okay, well, there's another Need for Speed game that I hear is coming out. I hear that Need for Speed Underground 3 is coming out sometime later on for the PS4 and the Xbox One, which is a game that actually I am looking forward to. Because I love Need for Speed Underground 2, but Need for Speed Rivals, I mean, it looks like a PS3 game, or no, I'm sorry, not a PS3 game. It's probably another really bad Need for Speed launch title. Like, what's the one I'm trying to think of? Need for Speed Carbon on the Wii? I think that was a Wii launch title. That game was terrible. So, I would say pass on this, wait for Underground 3 to come out. Playroom. Playroom, is that a feature? Let me see. Wanted to witness the inner secrets of the PlayStation 4 system's dual sh What? Or introduce a party of playful little robots into your living room? What the heck is this? Fantastic fresh reality entertainment experience. Wait. Oh. This looks stupid. I may be totally wrong, but this looks so stupid. It's like use the PlayStation camera and four DualShock controllers to turn your living room into an entertainment playroom. What? Maybe it's a party game, I don't know. It sounds really stupid. Rezogun. Let me open this link up. Rezogun is a arcade shoot 'em up. It kind of looks like, no, I was going to say it looks like Ikaruga, but no, it looks different than Ikaruga. Skylanders Swap Force, I've never played Skylanders, I don't have an opinion on that. Although it's weird how they have different little toys that you can switch out. Kind of like, shoot, what was that one game? It was like a couple years back, I don't remember. Sound Shapes, I think that's another, like, PS3 nature-ish game or soundish game like Illusions of Darkness and Flower. Super Mother Lode. Super Mother Lode? Okay. Super Mother Lode. Is this like a building game? Wait, hold on. Players can purchase powerful upgrades and supplies for their mining pods. Oh, it's okay, this looks like okay, it looks like Minecraft, but like you can buy mining equipment. Okay, we have two more left. Trine 2, the complete story. Wouldn't it be Trine 1 and 2 then? Whatever Trine is, I've never heard of Trine. Side-scrolling game developed by Frozen Byte. Oh wait, I think I've heard of this before. I just never played it. I'm sorry, I can't give any thoughts on that, but Warframe is the last game. Warframe came out on my birthday this year for the PC. That's kind of cool. Cooperative free-to-play action game set in evolving science fiction world players. Okay, so it just like it kind of looks like Mass Effect. You go around and you kill things. Well, I will say there's a couple games out there that I don't completely know about, so I guess I really can't give it a fair chance, but not a lot of games look promising. I mean, if you never had Injustice on the PS3 or the 360, I guess this is a pretty good opportunity for you to get Injustice Ultimate Edition, but other than that, not really a lot of the games look like, they make me want to buy a PS4. Although, I don't even know why I would want to buy a PS4 for Injustice anyway. I already have. What is it? I already have. What is it? What is it? What is it? I already have a PS3, so if I want to get Injustice, I just get it on the PS3. Alright, and the last thing we're going to move on to are exclusives that are coming up. Oh wait, Knack is on this list. Maybe I can get a more detailed description of it on here. Okay, Knack is the last one, so we'll go over that last. First up is... You've got to be kidding me. Come on. No. Jeez. Frickin' internet on my phone's working like a piece of... Oh, jeez. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Alright, first game. The Order 1886. Developed by Ready at Dawn and Santa Monica Studios. Okay, so this is like a first-party game. It's set in the alternate history version of the Victorian era, London, where the progress of the Industrial Revolution has been fulfilled by an ancient war against a powerful and inhuman enemy. Aren't so like aliens? With steampunk-inspired weaponry, the game follows a male and female duo, kind of like Last of Us, for mankind's survival by blasting waves of supernatural foes against a misty backdrop. This sounds exactly like Last of Us. Players will encounter actual historical figures to help. Okay, so it's to what it looks like to me, it's The Last of Us, but set in Victorian era England. Okay, no. Pass. Drive Club. Drive Club is an online racing game. Racing. Players can compete against each other in both real-time and... real-time and not in real-time. After joining a club, a companion app provides a 24/7 link. So, this is pretty much Facebook driving. Cool. Now, Infamous Second Son. This one, this game actually looks really good, but I mean, Infamous is always good, so of course. Infamous Second Son is set 7 years after Infamous 2, new hero Delson Rowe finds himself using the series' trademark conduit power, to rebel against the oppressive 1984-style government controlling the city. This actually does look like a good game. But again, we should all expect Infamous to be good. Killzone Shadowfall. Killzone Shadowfall. This looks like a first-person shooter. Didn't a Killzone game... a Killzone game came out at launch. This isn't the same one, though, I think. Or maybe it is, I don't know. I can't remember the darn name. Alright, I talked about Killzone. Knack, okay. Under threat of an army invading goblins. Huh? Goblins, ooh. Okay. Well, that's weird. So the world's greatest minds get together to save the human race. However, mysterious scientist known only as the Doctor has other ideas. Binding together the ancient relics he was studying to create a small settlement creature, the titular Knack. Ability to absorb more relics as you discover them, increasing size until he becomes a giant who can dish out... Okay, well... Yeah, this looks interesting. So, you know what? I'm going to give the... I'm going to give this game credit. I'm going to say, you know what? This looks good. Try it out. I guess this is one game that you can get in order to... Have a good game at PS4 launch. I mean, it looks good. It sounds good. I mean, not so much good. It looks and sounds interesting. Alright, so overall, what I think about the upcoming PS4 games, there really isn't a lot to look forward to, because a lot of the exclusive PlayStation games that we used to have, like Final Fantasy, Metal Gear Solid, and Kingdom Hearts, they're all on the they're all with Microsoft as well. So as time goes on and more companies start to go third party instead of being exclusive to one system, I just see less and less of a reason to get one console over the other. Well then, let's go ahead and move on to the mailbag. We have about... Holy crap, I only got 6 minutes. Okay, hopefully I can get all these questions answered within a reasonable amount of time, but also, like, staying within the hour time limit. Again, if you want to ask questions for the show, you can either email me at feckman94radio@gmail.com or... Wait a minute. I don't think I'm going to be leaving a comment. Or, no, I don't think I'm putting this up on YouTube. Am I... Okay, well, if I do leave this up on YouTube, you can leave a comment down below with your questions, but if I'm not on YouTube, the only way that you can send me questions to be answered on the podcast is through email, feckman94radio@gmail.com. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. First question, I'm going to read it off the email. First question, again, is from Complex Figure. Feckman, if you could be any Sonic character, who would you be? Shadow, because he can do so much stuff with his chaos powers and everything. That's just me. I would say Tails, because I can fly, but no, there's a limit to my flight if I'm Tails. So I would want to be Shadow. Personally, that's me. Okay, so now we're going to the YouTube comments. Our first set of questions is from Silver Sonic. And the first question is, what was your reaction of Sonic being confirmed for the next Smash Brothers? Nothing. This was pretty much expected, so I don't know why I would have a certain reaction to it. I mean, whenever I first reacted to Sonic being in Brawl, I went nuts. I was like, yes! But, I mean, it's expected for Sonic to be in the next Smash Brothers. Have you heard of the new Dragon Ball Z game, Battle of Z? Yes, I have. Although, I don't know if it's going to take the Budokai Tenkaichi route, or if it's going to go back to Budokai's roots. If it goes back to Budokai's roots, I'm definitely getting it, but I mean, it has so many features. It has you playing as so many characters. Like, you can actually play as every character from the Ginyu Force, except for being limited to Raccoon and Captain Ginyu. So, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about Battle of Z, but again, I'm a little skeptic at the same time. What character do you want to see in the next Smash Brothers? Well, I can't say Mega Man, because Mega Man's been confirmed. Trying to think. I would say Shadow, but Shadow probably would be a clone to Sonic. I want to see Simon Belmont. I want to see Simon Belmont from Castlevania. I want Simon Belmont in the next Smash Brothers. I really want him to be in there, because I love Castlevania. And having Simon Belmont in there would just be awesome. Alright, do you think that there will ever be a Sonic game that will beat Sonic Adventure 2? No, never. Because looking at how Sonic Lost World was, as terrible as that game was, it doesn't even look like that Sega or Sonic team knows what they want to do with Sonic, because Sonic Lost World was just an absolute mess. It was a mixture of like every single possible thing you could put in the game. So, no. I don't think there will ever be a Sonic game that will beat out Sonic Adventure 2. Sonic Generations was close, though. I mean, Sonic Generations, it had a terrible story, and you had to do those stupid missions, but Generations got close. Okay, what are your thoughts on the new Mario and Sonic Soshi 2004 Winter Olympics coming out for the Wii U? I'm not really excited about it. I think it's going to be another really horrible Olympic game. So, because let's go over this. The original Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games was terrible. Winter Olympic Games was an improvement, but it still wasn't, you know, a good game. London Olympics was bad. And, I don't know, I'm not looking forward to Sochi. I mean, it looks promising, but all four of the Olympic Games have looked promising before, and they've all sucked. Okay, next question is from Patrick Cox. That's not a question. Moving on. Next five questions are from BloodyFang182. What is your favorite Mortal Kombat game? My favorite Mortal Kombat game is probably Mortal Kombat 2. Why do you prefer the DC version of Sonic Adventure 2 over the GameCube version? I prefer the Dreamcast version because the Dreamcast version has better lighting, better graphics, because the GameCube version, it looks more cartoonish. And also, with the fact that the Dreamcast version, the cutscene pacing isn't as bad as the GameCube one is. Like, if you remember from one of the first cutscenes in Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, where the cops catch Sonic, Sonic cuts off the cops' line, but in the Dreamcast version, he doesn't cut it off. So, it's a matter of cutscene pacing. The cutscene pacing in the Dreamcast version is better. The lighting and the graphics in the Dreamcast version are better. The Chao Garden features in the Dreamcast, you can probably, Look, you can probably do all the Chao Garden features in Sonic Adventure 2 Battle with the Game Boy Advance, but you need a Game Boy Advance Link cable, you need a Game Boy Advance. I don't think you can use an SP. But with Sonic Adventure 2 on the Dreamcast, you can do all that stuff that you can do with the Chao Garden on the go with a VMU that you already have. And also the col they messed up the coloring of Sonic Adventure 2 Battle so much. Like, Super Shadow is gold in some places where he's not gold, he's white. I mean, all super characters aren't gold. They screwed that up in Shadow the Hedgehog too. They made him gold, but I mean, that's for later. Although, no, I already went over Shadow the Hedgehog. I don't have to explain that again. But it's just, I guess you could say I like the Dreamcast version better. I mean, the gameplay for the single player for the GameCube and the Dreamcast version are literally the same. There's really no difference between the two. I guess you could just say that Sonic Adventure 2 for the Dreamcast is better than the GameCube version, just solely on just cosmetic reasons. Like, graphics are better, lighting's better, everything else though is the same. And for people who, and I mean, I know a lot of people make the argument that the multiplayer is so much more expansive, there's so much more characters you can play as in the multiplayer version of the GameCube version. There hasn't been multiplayer in a game since Sonic 06. So do you think people really care about the multiplayer in Sonic games? I don't think so at all. I never cared for it really in Sonic Adventure 2. I never really cared for it in Heroes or Shadow or 06. I never cared for the multiplayer in any Sonic game. I don't think a lot, and I don't think a majority of people have either. I think people just use it as a point to make argument that that battle is better. Okay, next question. What is your favorite game console? My favorite game console is the Nintendo Entertainment System because, for the sole reason, well, not just the sole reason, but the biggest reason is because it single-handedly saved the video game market. Because if it weren't for the NES, I don't think we would have gaming today the same as we do now. Which I know is a long shot to say because it's been almost 30 years since the NES came out. You're like, oh, I mean, we could have thought of something in that 30-year span. Well, gaming is beautiful today. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. What is the most rare game you own? I really don't have any games that I guess you would consider rare. I mean, I guess the only one that I would consider, like, uncommon is Mega Man 6 on the NES. Because that came out, like, in March of 1994. I was born in March of 1994, which is kind of incredible that I can say, hey, I was born in the same time an NES game came out. And I know some NES games came out after I was born too, like Zelda's Revenge and Wario's Woods. But I don't know. It's just really interesting to me. I get, yeah, but again, Mega Man 6, I guess, is the rarest game I own, although it's really not that rare. And the last question, what is your most memorable game? My most memorable game has to be Pokemon Gold. I played the ever-living crap out of that game whenever I was a kid, and it was awesome. I loved it. But yeah, that ends the mailbag segment. Thank you everybody for listening into the podcast. And also, if you want to send me a question, go ahead and I will answer it in the next podcast. If you send me an email with your YouTube username or your name, whatever you want me to say your name as in the podcast, you can send me your questions at feckman94radio@gmail.com. So, anyway, guys, that's pretty much it. I hope you guys enjoyed my little PlayStation 4 special. I guess you can call it that. Next week, we're going to get into the Xbox One and also more stuff to come later on. So, again, thank you all so much for listening. I'm Feckman94, and for now, I am out.